Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in wake this place. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. Wake up late now everybody. I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Yeah, before it shuts down. Jesus. A little static there. See if I can edit it, but if not, hell with it. It's a post-Hurricane Wilma show. Wake Up Late with Dougie show in Danger Studios in Coral Springs, intact. Everything's here besides a big tree that fell down in the front. And that's it. And joining me today, Ethan Moore.
Hey, Dougie. Dougie, back in business. Dougie Almeida.
That's right, man.
We never close.
You didn't, so you don't, like you and I, through the storm, we didn't lose any power.
No, man. I don't know what to say. We just feel bad for everyone that did. A lot of people still don't have power.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I was like, wow, this is nothing. Yeah. You know, you don't lose power. Nothing breaks. You actually, some stuff over at my dad's house. I live with my dad. My room over there was the only room that got a little water in it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a leak from the roof.
I think it came in through the air conditioning or through the window, or I don't even know, because by the time I got over there, it was already like drying. But soaked up. I had some clothes on the floor, soaked it up.
A little dirty clothes.
Some dirty clothes on the floor. So I just did the laundry, and then I was fine.
Just hang them out the window when you drive down the. Yeah.
Well, the power was back on there within a few minutes. So.
Yeah, we didn't lose power. We had like a lot of my wife's family here.
Yeah.
So the best part about that was the next day when there's debris all over, or as my wife says, debris. Everything's with a plural Asian, like debris, debris.
Well, she's Cambodian, right?
Right.
So it should be French, or it would be debris. It's perfect.
Debris.
No, she says debris. Cambodia was French for all those years.
It's not debris. It's debris.
It's debris. Debris.
Debris. And I'm like, honey, it's anyway, so everybody, it was like an hour, the lawn was cleaned up, you know? You saw
Did
you see that big tree down in the front?
I did, yeah.
You see that big old mountain of grass turned sideways?
Now, over at my dad's, we had a tree through the pool, which was always fun. And then there was the iguana, you know, those, what are they, those iguanas?
Yeah.
You know, they were all in it. It was like one day and nature just comes back in, you know, no.
So, it's in other words, everybody in South Florida, we have all these iguanas because these people,
invasive they buy species.
Hey, listen, I'm going to get a tattoo and then I'm going to get a reptile and put it in my living room. And then that guy hooks up with a chick, and she goes, you ain't going to have that fucking thing in my house.
Right.
And then the guy lets it go by a canal.
Yes.
And next thing you know, you got a 4-foot iguana hanging out.
Right. And then they're next to the Burmese pythons.
Yeah.
Also invasive species.
Yeah, they're eating. Those Burmese pythons are eating those big iguanas.
They're eating the iguanas, and then the gators are eating the Burmese pythons and getting stronger.
Are they?
I don't know. Actually,
I think there's problems.
I heard the gators and the pythons are competing in the Everglades
they do.
Now. Yeah.
They found, could you imagine a snake big enough to eat an alligator?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's the shit that's going down here. Yeah, we didn't lose power. Just a tree. The guy who cut it's supposed to take the whole thing and resod it. You know, I did one of those deals. Like, listen, I don't like we. My wife almost got killed today. Like, we took down the lamps, you know, hanging from the foyer in the front of the house.
Right.
And we also had like a fan in the patio out back, an outdoor fan. And had we not taken that down, that thing would have slammed into at some point because the wind was coming from the east this whole time during the storm. So we took it down. We got on a ladder, and I don't get on a ladder because I might as well get on a pogo stick or a unicycle.
Right? Yeah, ladders. That's not really.
Yeah,
a thing.
One guy died in Coconut Creek from one. The first fatality for the storm was a guy on a ladder trying to do get his preparations done. Could you imagine? You die like you're sitting there. I'll take care of everything, honey. Don't worry.
Right.
Or maybe it was his wife. Like, you better get out there and figure. All right, fuck you up. You know. And then the guy goes out there. He's all begrudgingly, and he falls off a ladder and dies.
Yeah, see, my motto is always, don't prepare.
Yeah.
You know? Everyone was telling me I needed to leave.
Yeah.
Like, my sister's from, we're all from Florida, but my sister moved to California a few years ago, and she's calling me and saying, this is a big one.
Right.
You got to leave.
A lot of people were scared, man.
You
got to
go.
Flee.
And she's like, you should go stay with my brother in Tampa. You know, my dad went to Tampa.
Yeah.
And everyone goes to Tampa and my family that was still here. And then, of course, the storm moved and it was going straight
that's
to Tampa.
So
I was like, you know, I think I made the smart play by doing nothing.
No, exactly. Yeah, absence, no decision, it was a good decision.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some of the family members, my brother-in-law was panicking, his new wife never been in a hurricane before, and we've been through a few. I've been through Wilma, Charles, Andrew, we've been through a few of them here. So, you know, we know, like where I live here in South Florida, we're not going to be evacuating.
You're pretty far west over on this side.
I mean, if you go any other further, you're going to need an airboat.
My dad, I live with my dad. My dad's place got evacuated.
Right.
So I had to leave. That's why I went over to my girl's house for a few days. But, I mean, it's Fort Lauderdale Beach. It's from Fort Lauderdale Beach, but basically like on the
That's where
intercoastal.
Your dad lives?
Yeah, on the intercoastal.
Yeah, you got to get the hell out of there.
So that was evacuated right away. But, like, it was fine, you know? I mean, because the storm...
No storm surge.
Because the storm shifted. Now, if it would have hit over on that side, I'm sure
been
things could have been bad.
A lot of famous signs on Brickell Avenue in Miami was underwater.
Yes.
You know, but down south, what was amazing about some of the storm surge, they had like Tampa Bay, and they showed video of like in the Bahamas, there was so much push of ocean water that there are certain parts of land that just saw the water recede.
Well, because early in the storm, I guess everyone comes a meteorologist during a hurricane, yeah. but like it's like early. But here's what happens, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me show
if you're
on
not
the
familiar,
map.
Yeah, then the storm surge pushes everything away first,
right.
and then it circles back around a few hours later and pushes it all way further in. So
interesting, but
you get to see the ocean floor.
You never seen that before.
Yeah.
Like it was pretty cool, and the things. But yeah, so people fled. Like you know, my sister-in-law left. They packed up now. Yeah, I told my wife. Now we are fortunate here in South Florida because we basically had a Category 1 that was hitting us, the dirty side of the you know.
Right.
But you know, by the 10th hour or 12th hour of that storm, I was tired of hearing my gutter, you know, and the noises of the wind and
and
the rattling of the shutters and
right.
You know, after a while, it gets like monotonous. Like you feel like it's like water torture. It's like water. It's like you know. It's like being waterboarded. Like you feel like. The whole time you're sitting there, you're hearing the wind, and like as the homeowner, I'm waiting to hear like a, you know, I'm waiting to hear something. That's all. You know, it's like in a plane when there's turbulence. I'm nervous with turbulence, and like really bad. I'm waiting to see the fucking airplane crack open, like a, you know, like a, and you go flying through the air at 30,000 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, when I'm hearing the whole time the wind's blowing, I'm just waiting for that one sound. I'm waiting for that one like, oh, there's a roof tile.
Right.
You know. Oh, wait a minute. That something hit something big hit the tree hit the house. You know what I mean?
See my. Area, my instinct there is like, oh, fuck it, just turn the music up, you know?
Yeah, but I wanted to do that. I wanted to get my iPod in. I was like, just I got to get out of this
shit. I literally watched some movies, and actually the day, was it Saturday night? It was the night that it hit. That all day Saturday, I went over to my friend's house, and we played board games.
Yeah.
And he's in Fort Lauderdale, but like further west, you know, kind of on the far west side. And so it was like, just hanging out basically during the storm. Saturday night around 11 p.m.
That was when I
drove over to my girlfriend's house. And it was interesting to drive on the road because there was literally no one. I was the only one on 95.
The last man on earth.
Never saw it deserted before like that. So that was kind of cool. And I'm out there driving and I'm like, all right, well, I hope I make it because, you know, I was starting to get a little worried at a couple points. One point, I was going slow. I was going like 55, but my scar, I hit like a water patch at one point. And you feel that little
hover.
You feel a little bit of that hydroplaning. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to slow down even more. There's no one here. So, but I made it fine. And then I'm just hunkered down, watched a couple movies, woke up the next day, and it was basically ending, you know?
Yeah, I watched, my brother-in-law has that movie box thing. You get everything. So we watched Last Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
I tried to watch The Bodyguard's Bodyguard or whatever, new Samuel L. Jackson movie with the superhero guy.
Wait, they made a remake of that Whitney Houston movie with
not The Bodyguard. This is The Bodyguard's Hitman.
Oh.
The Hitman's Bodyguard. It's Ryan, what's that guy?
Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson. It was like, you know, it was...
The Hitman's Bodyguard?
Yeah.
This is like the Samurai's Valet. Like, what...
Well,
it's like a weird title.
It's actually funny because there's levels of that. Like, I mentioned to some people that I used to work for a security detail company, a private protection company.
Right.
And they reached out because of this and that, the protests, Antifa and things like that. There was militias being put together to eliminate a lot of these cats, believe it or not. So it was $500 an hour, by the way.
Wait, eliminate who?
Any violent Antifa members.
All right, wait. What does Antifa have to do with the Samuel L. Jackson movie?
Well, we're talking about security and stuff. There's like this network of people that are in that. So there's that. Like, we've had details where we're not hitmen, but we were actually watching over other groups. Like, our job wasn't to protect a person. It was actually to sit back and protect another group that was watching a diplomat. Like, in other words.
So you were, it's like one protection removed, like the hitman's bodyguard. Right. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Exactly. Huh. You know, so like they were worried that this diplomat, if somebody did try to assassinate him, they would know that they had a protection group, and they would say maybe a team of 10 to 15 people, so that they brought a secondary layer in, probably maybe in a third, we wouldn't even know, to make sure that we watched the first layer, and then there may have been somebody watching us to make sure we didn't get fucked up.
Crazy, man.
But that's why you never. The movie sucked, by the way.
Oh yeah,
I couldn't watch much.
I just think it's funny to call a movie that, you know.
Well, it's like the hitman's bodyguard.
The secondary thing. It's just funny movie title.
A lot of, you know. There was something else we watched. There was actually a new movie too. I got to watch
The Head Chef.
Galaxy Defender. Was it?
Guardians
of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah,
that was great.
Was that good?
Yeah. It's great.
I saw the first one. Yeah. I saw the first one when I lived in Vietnam, actually. I caught it over there.
Do you have to read American subtitles?
You read Vietnamese subtitles.
It's in English,
when you see movies in Vietnam or Singapore, it's like, I got used to it, too, because the first time I lived in Singapore for a while, then Vietnam, and the first time I was there, I went to a movie, and I'm like, it's Chinese subtitles.
Right.
And I'm like, that's distracting. But then after, like, the third time you go, you turn it out, you don't even see it.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, kind of like I couldn't get used to that wind.
Right.
Did you have the music up the whole time during the storm, or did you?
Yeah, she has like a hurricane. It's a really new building. It has like hurricane glass and everything. Yeah, yeah. It just like almost like nothing. There was a couple times where I looked out and I was like, oh wow, it's really blowing out there. You know,
That's a cool thing about getting these impact windows.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like when you got shutters, you might as well be in a fucking barn
rattling. Yeah.
But you don't see anything. It's all dark.
Right.
You know?
Oh yeah.
So every once in a while, you know, I have to go outside. Plus the dogs. But we had my brother-in-law's dog, my dogs. So like every once in a while, like go out there. And my dog's like, I ain't going out there. It's a fucking hurricane, you idiot.
Right. I went outside at one point during it. Like whatever that was, like 5 p.m. on Sunday, and I was like, well, it's really blowing out there.
Yeah, but it's a fun thing. I mean, sometimes
it's kind of cool. It's a rush, you know.
But this hurricane for us didn't have a lot of rain. It had, to me, it was misty rain. You know, we didn't have to worry about the flooding and the pool and everything. But any rate,
well, a lot of South Florida still doesn't have power though, which amazes me. I had to cancel the show last night.
Yeah,
we do our comedy. Our wine bar show at the comedy comedy night at the wine bar, 33rd Street Wine Bar. And last night we had to cancel because literally I looked yesterday and it said that no one is allowed to get to the barrier island in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, they blocked off the whole
totally
side.
Totally blocked off. Yeah, and I read on the news in the newspaper they just opened it up today. So.
And I was bummed out because first of all, I was supposed to go to Vegas on Tuesday morning.
That's right. You missed
7 a.m.
You're going to do World Series,
World
right?
World Series of Comedy. I had a spot on the 9 o'clock contest show. I'm ready to go. Now, I'm thinking, okay, I heard that the Fort Lauderdale Airport was going to open at 4 in the morning on Tuesday. I thought, hey, if it's open, the flights are all there. Here's the problem. There's no planes at the airport at 4 or 5 in the morning. All the planes got to eventually fly in. And then load the airport.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have gotten there till like 1 a.m. So that's it. But you know, with all said and done, with everything going on, I was like, fine. By the way, Chris Z is on Facebook Live. Did you go? You're supposed to go to Vegas, Chris.
Chris Z, did you make it to the World Series?
Did you make it there, buddy? So you know, because every time I go to the World Series of Comedy, I end up getting a few weekends of work.
Yeah,
because you know, because you're there and they see you.
I do that one year. I've never really like paid attention to it.
Yeah, go to the satellites, and then you get the regional clubs you want to work, and then you do a good job. They see you, and then hey, you want to come feature you, you know, come and feature. So whether you win the contest or not, at least you're getting work.
Yeah, yeah,
you got to go showcase. It's a way to showcase,
right,
for the local satellite. So listen, I was bummed out about that. Happy we had power, But then we had, I'm thinking, okay, I missed this. Then I saw you guys cancel that. We had a show scheduled at Tavolino's tomorrow.
Yes.
Or today.
Yeah, I thought it was still on because I looked today. It was still
on
Facebook.
Because if I delete the thing, I got to do a whole new, event.
You're going to change the date.
Yeah, it's got to now copy event or duplicate event, and it reinvites all those people again. You don't have to worry about redoing. At any rate, so I put a thing that was canceled because they didn't have power till yesterday. So then they got to get everything going and stuff. Plus, our headliner is coming in from Atlanta. So, yeah, you got to make a call at least 24 hours in advance.
Right.
But you had local. You had Michael Panzeca was going to headline.
We had Panzeca, which I was looking forward to that show, and I feel bad for Michael because, he's very funny, and he's willing to do it, and he was available. So it's like, all right, this is going to be a good show.
Available.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks when you have to cancel on someone who's...
It always sucks.
Because he travels too, I know, so it's like, we're going to try to reschedule it. But the thing is, it's like, because things are still in disarray over here, I mean, like, literally, like, so... Until this morning, I don't think anyone could even get to that wine bar. It was illegal to go there.
You couldn't get, that's it's
cops are stopping everyone. And then also, like, I still don't think they have power. I heard that they said they were probably going to have power back on Saturday or Sunday.
And that's the thing that bums you out because you're like, okay, all these things, like, normalcy is not obtained yet.
No.
You know what
Although
I mean?
I got to say, wine bar, one business where, do you really need power? All you got to do is pour the wine, right?
Yeah, it's red wine. You don't even need a chill.
Well, we also had to cancel our Butch and Femme show. You know, we were doing, Dougie, I promoted this, I think, one time when I was on here. We do this drag comedy show where I dress in drag, Anna Lepley dresses in drag, and then we get a bunch of local comics to dress in drag.
Right.
Our show, we've done it in a bunch of other cities around the South,
like
Charleston and Savannah, all these other places. We're finally going to bring it home to South Florida where it all started. Our show is scheduled for September 9th, which was Saturday night. So that was the day the hurricane hit here, basically. Saturday, Sunday. So we
it sucks. It sucks having
And that's not gonna. We're not gonna be able to reschedule that until like probably November. So this is this is income I'm having to deal without, which is rough.
Yeah, it's like for example, I pay.
But everyone's hurt.
We're gonna complain about I got 20. By the way, speaking of complaining, these poor people on those Caribbean islands that got crushed by Irma when she was a 5.
Right.
They show that the satellite imagery of the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, yeah.
Green,
I saw that.
And now it looks like
brown.
Now it looks like Vegas.
I've never seen a virgin get fucked so hard,
Dougie. Yeah, dude. They can't get a hold of people. There's no food. There's I'm worried about my air conditioning.
All right. I've never lost power.
Never lost power.
But I'm telling you, man.
I had to
cancel that show.
I am a hurricane.
It's a real son of a bitch.
But see, that's the thing. I'm depressed because A, those shows canceled. My Vegas trip was canceled.
Right.
I got my enamel cracking off my teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
My teeth are falling apart like I'm an old man.
I was joking with one of my buddies the other day because it's like, the Virgin Islands and these places in the Caribbean are getting like smashed,
Right.
Meanwhile, it's like, oh man, my mom made all this. My friend lives with his mom. He's like, man, my mom made all this. All the food in the freezer. We have to eat everything. I can't believe I got to eat all this food. And the generator, it can't keep the fridge on. It can only keep the TV and the internet on.
Yeah.
So I got to eat all this food. Can you believe this bullshit?
This nonsense. Fuck my life.
Right.
Yeah, dude, that's where you never... I mean, I it's like I feel the sorrow of the many. Like, when I see that story, you know what I mean? It's almost like in the... Remember that HBO special, Carnival?
I didn't see that.
You never saw that? It's pretty good if you ever go back on that. It's good.
Yeah.
It's all about the Antichrist and devils and the carnies and these weird people and the Illuminati and the Masonic guys and stuff. It's pretty cool. But there's one sign where the Antichrist is like, the one guy saving everybody because he's taking all the healing power and it's draining the Antichrist. So he's dying and everything.
Wow.
So to regenerate themselves, like they have to get life. So at the end, the Antichrist is getting back and all the corn that he's laying in is dying because all the life's getting back in the Antichrist.
Wow, I do have to watch that.
It's a cool thing.
Weird.
Carnival.
Cool. Yeah.
It would be a cool thing to see. Anyway, we're here post Irma, and the story breaks out in South Florida that in a nursing home in Hollywood, 9 old folks die because it's like 110 degrees, 150 degrees in that nursing home. And I can tell you, I've been in nursing homes, being in South Florida. My mom, and unfortunately, was in a nursing home, and I had visit people, like clients, older people.
Right.
You had to go see them. And I've never been in a nursing home that didn't smell like piss.
Yeah. I remember visiting, relatives when I was younger, and it always had a funny
smells
smell.
Like piss.
Always kind of funky.
And can you imagine that odor being at 110 degrees with no air conditioning running? And you got 90-year-old people in there. So 9 people died in Hollywood, Florida today.
8 were suicides.
Yeah, they said, fuck it. Can't take. I mean, you're 99 years old. I mean, what else, you know? I can't wait for the next hurricane. I'll tell you what, though. You're talking about fleeing. I told my wife, the stress of this and this and that. I mean, if a Category 5 is coming anywhere in our direction, at least a week in advance, I'm out the fuck out of here.
Yeah? Next time?
Fuck it. I don't want to, you know, patent. I'm going to lock up the house.
Right.
If any of the family members want to use this as a shelter, great. We can leave the dogs.
Right.
You know, he's locked up. We'll have everything locked up. We're getting the fuck out.
So loot Dougie's place next time.
Yeah, loot. When? Loot it.
And it comes
fucking
around.
Fucking looters.
What's
up, Adam
I'm
Hayes,
staying.
By the way? You going to stick around if there's a 5 hitting even?
I'll stay.
I don't know, man.
I'll find a place to go, but I'm sort of like... I'll tell you what. I wasn't going to leave on Wednesday. That was what they were like, leave on Wednesday or Thursday. I was like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's coming on Sunday. I'll hang out for a couple days and see what happens.
Right.
You know, I mean, I filled up my gas tank and I'm like, all right, I got some water.
Right.
If I get trapped, I get trapped, but I would rather roll the dice and leave later.
Sure.
I figure that all the roads aren't going to be blocked. Right? I'm going to be able to get somewhere.
My favorite meme was when there's all these people heading north on 95, whatever, turnpike, and there's one car coming south, and the meme says, I forgot my weed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Ah, there goes my mic. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, a 5 comes, 4, fuck it. But a 5, like, I think this house would stand through a 4. Like, I don't know if the roof would be left. There'd be pockets of this house you can live through a 4 or 5 if you had to. But you know what? I don't need that fucking stress anymore. I don't want to... this house is getting next. I don't give a fuck. I see that cone. As soon as that cone comes, there's a 4 or 5 on that number. I look at my wife. I go, fuck it. We're out of here. I don't have the type of job where I got to show up tomorrow morning. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't got to worry about that shit. And you know what? She doesn't either. So we're going to take the dogs. That way you get a head. I don't want to be on 95. These people that spent they took 15 hours to get out of Florida, which just takes 5. Mm-mm.
Doesn't it say, though, every year, isn't there about, it seems to me like about once a year, maybe every other year, there's a cone pointing at us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
We got to stop doing those drag shows.
I don't know what you're saying it's the wrath of God?
Yeah, I don't know. Just the cone thing. When we bought this house in 04, you know, we had some hurricanes in 04. Like, the minute we moved in a month later, I was like, fuck, this is the shit I got to worry about now as a homeowner. And then 5, of course, that's when we had Wilma, 2005.
Right.
Get a new roof. And this is the gist of it. I'm starting to think that. We got shutters. We got all this stuff. I got a new roof. You know what I mean? It's not like a roof from 1970, you know, where you're sitting there like, we'll be fine. You know, then it's gone.
Yeah.
I went out and I bought. The weakest part of this house was my garage door. Because it was like an older door with the plastic windows around, decorative windows in the top part of it.
Uh-huh.
It had 2x4s going across. So I spent a nice $1,500-$1,600 bucks on a brand new steel hurricane door. Because I said, I got to block this thing up.
Wow. Seems like a lot.
You know? But that's why, and then it's funny because now when Vegas cancels, okay, the airfare, $350 credit to the American Express card. You know, $350 for the hotel credit to back. You know, hey, justify it a little bit. I just didn't want to, you know, it was funny because my wife, I told everybody last week, but my wife was like, oh, it's too much money. It's too late. They're going to gouge you. I'm like, fuck, all right. Then I woke up. You talk about dreams. I had a dream that the fucking roof flew off and everybody's in this house for the hurricane. So the next morning, I called I called two guys. I called one guy to try to shaft me, charged me $1,900. I called another guy. He gave me $1,600. He goes, yeah, that guy's trying to screw you. So then the other guy calls me. He goes, hey, when can we get that deposit? I go, never, dude.
Oh, wow.
I'm going with somebody else. So... if you're going to get gouged, make sure you're shopping during gouging periods.
What do you think about the gouging? Should people... do you think?
Well, what's worse, gouging or the people that are looting?
Well, that's a strange way of putting it. But I would say gouging or... one is stealing, you know? So
they're
that's
both,
probably
they're
not...
they're both
kind of
stealing. Like looting, you're robbing somebody. Like,
what do you think about gouging? Because I know it's controversial because it's like... you know, you're charging people more than something's worth. But on the other way, if they're willing to pay it,
well,
someone told me that it's more efficient. Like it's an efficient economic thing.
It's
like
a supply and demand.
Yeah, it's pure capitalism.
Is gouging like Now, that's the thing. But if you don't know the supply, or if the supply, like the guy sitting there with 10 pallets of water.
Right.
And he's charging like $50 for a bottle of water, let's say. It's ridiculous.
Right.
He's gouging.
But what if he's the only guy with water? Well, water could be worth even more.
Well, then we got to get some militia guys to come and rob that guy. This is like, you know,
so you think we should take it away?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Next, you want to get together on this deal? You ever use a weapon of any type? You ever struck somebody with anger and malice?
Nah, but I'm a recovering heroin addict. I have a lot of street smarts.
Well, there you go. Yeah, so yeah. We can. So I'm sure we can find you in our system of this. So that's what we do. Next time there's a big problem like a hurricane or something. We're gonna get a few people together, armed and dangerous, and we're going to go out and try to get the water. Say, how much you want for that water? $50? Oh, 50 cents. Thanks, buddy. No, so with the gasoline, the water,
right,
the things like that, like Amazon was selling them, you know, for like three or four times the normal price.
And
that has to do with the supply. Look, we only have so many.
Yeah, yeah.
So you want to try to spread out as much to people. Like when Hurricane Wilma blew through here, we didn't have power for like a week. So we actually waited out by the fields to get ice and gallons of water the government brought, like pallets, because we didn't have it. I remember being at this Walmart over here. They delivered water, and we were in the line. And I swear to God, this is the way it is. I'm not being racist. This is just the way it is. This big black woman in a muumuu and her husband skipped right out of the line and walked. Once they put that pallet down, started grabbing them fucking pallets of water, and everybody panicked. Everybody went nuts. Everybody started flying in there, and I pulled my wife back. I go, we ain't getting this. Is, you know what I mean?
It's not worth it.
We're not going to do this.
Huh.
You know what I mean? And so even when Hurricane Wilma, we realized you're only one moment. It's only one click away from fucking chaos.
That's true.
At any point in time, you could be one click away from chaos. But we had power. I had power the whole fucking time.
I never felt like we were even close to losing it here in South Florida. To me, it was just about the normal level of insanity and mayhem.
All right, thanks, Tyrone Davis. We're all safe here. Jeff Anderson, thanks, buddy. Thanks. Good to see you guys. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Got a little cabin fever and asked Ethan Moore to join me today here in the studios.
I was the only one who agreed to come, man.
Well, Elgin David is, right, I think, still in New Orleans. He fled.
Yeah.
Peter Leonard is being home complaining, and he doesn't want to drive here, although he's complaining about, I said, dude, you can come hang out here, and I got air conditioned, you know, and he didn't want to drive. He's a few other people are gone, and dude, you're here. You're here.
Yeah, well, that's what they say about me. I'm available.
He's available.
That's
anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little more about some of these stories. Aside from the hurricane, which that was great. You didn't have to hear about North Korea. You haven't heard anything about North Korea in the last week
or
two.
That's a good point.
You think Kim Jong-un was going, oh, let's not fuck with them. They got too many problems now. Don't worry about the nuclear war yet. They're not going to care.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we'll be right back with Straight from the Headlines.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Or them.
Make fun of them.
Make fun
of
them.
Oh, that's more grammatically correct.
You would think.
Sorry about those 90-year-old people that died already. We already covered that one.
Yeah, we did cover that.
I feel bad for them.
You know,
thoughts and prayers, Dougie.
I know. Can you imagine? It's just, this one lady was like, and she was here's the thing, those of you going to sue for wrongful death, if someone's 99 years old in a nursing home, you're not going to get much money. Interestingly, during the Hurricane Irma, and we're, you know, like you said, you listen to music. Sometimes it's good to watch movies and stop watching the news and watching this big old mammoth, you know.
You know, the movie ends and then you click back to the Weather Channel and
get an update.
See that big green splotch
covering
Florida.
It was like a mop hitting us. Ted Cruz, though, got in a little trouble because he liked a porn video on Twitter.
I saw this story.
Yeah. And now here's the thing. Here's where I have a problem with the left. You know what I mean? Or anybody who judge, like, if anybody's judging anybody for porn, you know what I mean? Like, I think everybody on earth except the Pope Should probably be watching porn every once in a while, right? I mean,
give it up. Well, sure, give it up for porn. I'm a big fan of porn.
Right. I mean,
but wait, what's the story? So Ted Cruz was looking at porn and liked a porn video, I guess, on Twitter.
Yeah, he was on Twitter and he liked a particular porn. It looked like a professional porn. It wasn't like, right, you know, like a gangbang in the middle.
I saw it was one of those porns where it was like, the mom comes over and bangs her daughter's boyfriend.
Right. Exactly.
So a little lesbian, a little incest thing going. Hey,
there's a little bit of everything. Senator Ted Cruz said on Tuesday that a staff member of his was responsible for liking it. It was my friend.
Right.
It's my friend's girl's number.
I heard that actually Ted Cruz has a position open on staff.
Yeah.
For that mom.
Mm-hmm. Educator. Liking pornographic Twitter post, the Texas lawmaker's account, chalking up the social media snafu to a mistake. Number of the people on the team who have access on the account. Now you got to understand that's believable, right? You would think that most like senators probably have like people handling their social media accounts.
Yeah, probably. Unfortunately.
Right? So maybe the guy was sitting there like, you know, I mean, again, with everything going on in the world, I give a fuck that if Ted Cruz is sitting there spanking one off with that
right.
Herman Munster looking face of his, you know what I mean? It just fuck it, great, you know. Let him shoot one off, and you're like, fuck it. Maybe I'll lighten up a little bit.
Well, I think he is one of those right wing, super conservative religious guys, though.
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys. So it's hypocrisy, Dougie. Yeah, that's what people get.
Who on God's green earth today, like, doesn't believe that? I don't care if you have a Bible in your hand. You know what I mean? That's just so you don't have your penis in your hand at that moment. Like, in other words, I don't care how righteous you are.
Uh-huh.
It's stupid to think that somebody isn't going to have a little bit of a perverted side. It's when it manifests itself in your daily actions, that's always a difference, right?
Right, but Ted Cruz has said things against porn.
Well, yeah, because...
So we always love hypocrisy.
But that's the thing. He knows it's bad. Listen, if I do that, if I have, especially when I get on an airplane or like during this, before this hurricane, I confessed all my sins and I prayed. I don't know if you're a religious man, but I did. And I prayed to the left, I did all that shit. You know,
You prayed that it would hit my people in Tampa.
I said, hit the fucking people on the West Coast. You know, I'm not getting booked over there. So, you know, honestly, it's the stupidest thing in the world. To think that, you know, even if I don't care if it's a priest, I'd rather have the priest sitting there on red tube than, you know, like fondling an altar boy.
Sure.
You know, maybe if, you know, it's a modern day thing. It's like saying people who being shocked that somebody is looking at porn, no matter who they are, is about as shocking as saying people still use a microwave.
But, you know, it's great because it's like Ted Cruz is against porn. Then we catch Ted Cruz of porn. It's just, it's like with Al Gore. If you catch Al Gore doing something environmentally unfriendly.
Yeah, like driving a fucking, like a Hummer.
Yeah, it's just straight up, we love hypocrisy. We love it when politicians get caught doing the opposite of what they say. That's the story.
Like it would be great if you walked into Al Gore's house and his refrigerator door was sitting there wide open. Like, Al, what the fuck? Dude, you got your Oh, I'm sorry about that. You know what I mean? Like he didn't have really good window seals. You know what I mean? Or he had all his outlets plugged in. You're like, ow, what the fuck?
Right.
He's running
his Lionel electric train set.
Yeah, you go in there. He's brushing brushing his teeth. You know, he's got the fucking water running.
Right.
Like, you're the planet Earth guy. You're letting the water run.
He's got his pool heated in the summer. Sure.
Fuck? He's a hypocrite. That's the thing. This is the judgmental thing that, like, there's so much. That's why hypocrisy is so late, because there's so many people that are so judgmental lately. And, you know, that's why I don't want to, you know, unless it's there and it's, I'm not going to fucking care if somebody does something stupid.
But we all, the American people, we all want to see Al Gore with his fridge open, and we all want to see Ted Cruz holding Twitter in one hand and in his cock in the other hand with his fly, you know, watching porn. I mean, that's what we all want to see that. We don't literally want to see that, but
more
we want to catch him doing that.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind reading about it.
Yeah, you want to read about it. You don't want to see it. No one wants to see that.
No one wants to see that.
It's Ted Cruz, for God's sake.
That's something I'd rather catch in the post.
Right.
Here's a great story. This almost looks like a scene from of Avatar. Uncontacted tribe allegedly killed by gold miners in Brazil.
Oh.
This is an amazing story. Like, there's still parts of the rainforest where these people don't have fucking iPads. These people don't give a fuck about a hurricane with no air conditioning and shit.
What year is this story from? 1903?
These people still exist.
It's weird that there's gold miners still and that there's uncontacted tribes. Both of these are weird.
At least 10 members of an uncontacted tribe in Brazil's Amazon basin were allegedly killed last month by illegal gold miners. Not just gold miners, but illegal ones. According to the Survival
poachers.
International Group, the organization which advocates for indigenous rights, said the massacre included women and children and may have wiped out one-fifth of the tribe.
Well, that's just awful, Dougie.
Members of the tribe were gathering eggs along a river in the Javeri Valley in the country's remote west when they came across the miners, the New York Times reported. The miners later boasted about the slaughter at a bar in the nearest town.
That is a bad mistake when you genocide an entire tribe.
Yeah. You should not go to these guys.
Let's go to the bar.
This guy had feathers in his head.
Let's go to the bar and spend our nuggets ostentatiously. Yeah. We'll tell everyone what we did.
Throws a fucking bar of gold. Drinks on me. We just killed the fucking Aborigines.
Wow.
It's a different continent, but.
Wow, that's a shame.
I mean, you got to pull the story up. You don't have it. There's video. There's cameras. Like, I don't know if this is. Yeah, this guy's like trying to throw a spear at a helicopter.
Don't you feel like this whole thing is so like old? Like it's almost like something that we caught from a 100 years ago.
There's still tribes of people that are living in the fucking dark ages.
It's amazing that there's still tribes of people that aren't uncontacted, and it's amazing that there's still gold mines that are like so unregulated that there's, you know what I mean. You'd think there'd be big miners and, you know, big companies in there. But they're like, still like, it's still crazy enough that you can go in there illegally and just mine some gold. Like, what do you get? Bring like an ice pick and a hammer?
Yeah. A little pan. Fucking donkey. Just bring a donkey with you. You got to have a donkey. That's what, I always saw a donkey when there was gold miners, right? A pan, like you said, a shovel.
An alpaca or something.
Yeah. Something. Hit this story I tweeted about and got a little local humor or I should say whatever. Pizza Hut told Irma fleeing employees they could be punished.
Oh, I read this one.
For skipping shifts.
Yeah.
My joke was, they'll probably make them eat the pizza.
Right.
Manager of one of Pizza Hut's in the path of Hurricane Irma threatened to discipline workers who evacuated for storm outside of the designated time frame. And the brand has come under fire, as you would expect. Yeah. Guys, if you leave early, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I read that letter. It was basically like, anyone who doesn't report for a shift will be considered no call, no show, and will be disciplined accordingly. Do not evacuate for a hurricane that occurs on Monday, on Friday, or something like that.
To
right?
all team members.
Oh, yeah. You got the whole thing there?
Yeah. It says here that failure to show for these shifts, regardless of the reason, regardless, who gives a fuck, a Category 5's coming, must return within 72 hours. Failure to show these shifts, regardless of the reason, regardless, will be considered a no-call, no-show. And documentation will be issued, it reads. And you'll have to eat a large pizza with everything on it.
I feel like this guy's got to be like a Yankee or something. He's not a Floridian, right?
Listen, anybody who's managing a Pizza Hut is not this guy isn't this guy graduated last in his class from Full Sail. What's up, Elgin David joining us?
Elgin.
Who fled to New Orleans. Pizza Hut responded with a statement posted in its website. It read, in part, "We absolutely do not have a policy that dictates team members must stick around during disaster." Well, you need to fire that fucking asshole. I'm sure there'll be somebody who's sitting over by the stove going, "Can I be manager now?" I worked at a Godfather's Pizza when I was in high school.
Oh, yeah. Right? Herman Cain.
Yeah. And I got fired because I never measured the shit, and I was making it by hand. Because a pizza guy, and we would make pizza, and they're like,
"Oh yeah, you're Italian, right?"
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's right, you're not Italian. We talked about this. You're Hispanic, but you seem Italian.
I know. Did you see that one Instagram photo I put on of Dougie Dangerous? I said people always think I'm Italian. That might be because when I pull up in my Trans Am, I'm usually eating pizza.
Yeah, you make pizza dough. You're telling them how to make the dough.
Yeah. I mean, the guy at Goff, I was like, you got to measure the pepperoni. I'm like, look, I had the fucking pizza. I could tell me pepperoni. You've eaten pizza. I don't know how many you've made, but when you have, could you picture like some dough, like a pizza round dough in front of you with the sauce on it? You're ready to ladle the sauce. Now you got the cheese on it. You got to put some pepperoni. Do you think you could fucking put pepperoni on that pizza without measuring how many?
And then the guy was like, Dougie, don't ever disagree with me with someone outside the family present. All right? This is the reason why it's Godfather's Pizza.
It's Godfather's. Speaking of Italians, Italian parents killed in volcanic field trying to rescue their son. Boy, you want to bring back humor here after all the tragedies of Irma.
Yeah, this is great. You're reading a bunch of tragic things.
You know, it could be worse. That's our point. That's our main
topic. Were there any old people or natives killed?
Yeah. This is a crazy story because an Italian couple died on Tuesday while trying to rescue their 11-year-old son from a steamy volcanic field near Naples, not Florida, out in Italy. After the boy entered the off-limits area, this is like the kid who jumped into the fucking gorilla cage.
Oh, right, yeah.
Authorities identified the parents as Massimiliano Carrera, 45, and Tassiana Zaramella, 42. Their son was identified only as Lorenzo. That's, he cooked for short. The Italian news agency said the family was from the town of Melo in northeastern Italy, near Venice.
So did the kid die?
Yeah.
Oh, they all died.
Yep. Says Lorenzo apparently slipped after he breached a fence surrounding and prohibited the area. And Soltara Creta Pazzulli, that's like Eddie Pazzulli. It wasn't immediately clear if the 11-year-old and his parents were overcome by gases or were killed as the result of an explosion of superheated mud. Boy, what a way to go. It's like you're falling into a fucking volcano. All of a sudden it burps and you have like 3,000-degree mud land on your face.
It's like being shit on by the devil.
Well, listen. Here's the thing. The kid fucks around. This is a lesson for you kids out there. Next time you evolve by a volcano and it says, don't cross this fucking line. Don't cross that line. Right?
Hurricanes, volcanoes. What's next, Dougie?
Well, now the problem was the kid slipped in there and the parents have to fucking save him. If your 11-year-old kid is slipping down a volcano and you know, let's say you got some flip-flops on, you don't look, right. You're not really well-equipped to deal with this crisis, are you going to fucking let the kid go? Or are you going to try to risk your own life to save your kid?
Well, I don't have kids, but I imagine that you would do it. Although I think it's stupid for both of them to jump in,
right? Like,
shouldn't one of them stay behind?
Yeah. You know what probably happened? The wife did it. She said, "You pussy," and then she went and tried to save him.
Oh,
and
yeah, says, the mother jumped after him, yeah, and then he's jumped after
Italian
her.
Italian mom is going to always try to save her kid.
Right.
And then, you know, the Italian dad's like, "You don't call me a pussy," and then he tries to get in there and he slips.
Right.
Because he's probably eating, you know, like a fucking, you know, like some tomato juice or eating some tomato sauce.
I feel like that was just an excuse. That story was just an excuse for you to pronounce a bunch of Italian things.
Yeah, I know. A witness to the incident told the news he saw the 7-year-old crying and asking for help. I saw a child run crying. I did not think. Yeah, I was facing the worst tragedy of my life. I'm a father, too, Diego Vettigliano said. I've been here for 40 years, and such an accident has never occurred. Well, until that one kid thought he'd go past the fucking line.
Yeah.
You don't do that. The kid, like I said, it's the same thing the kid with the gorilla. They end up shooting the gorilla. You can't fucking turn off a volcano.
You got to keep your hands and arms inside the cart.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you trying to tell me you want me to lighten up the stories?
Yeah, Dougie, come on. Let's give the people something happy.
All right. I don't know if I have happy.
Okay, or just not. No death.
No death?
You have one where people don't die?
All right. Well, this guy died. Hold on.
All right. No. It's fine,
no,
Dougie.
No,
just,
skip
no, it's your show. You just, no. Let's have some more death and Listen, destruction. Mayhem.
I'm going to try to make a little. I'll try to make a little transition here. I'm going to go from Italian to pizza. Complaints about festival's cold pizza prompt state inquiry.
Okay.
One state's trying to come up with billions of dollars to save all these people that suffered from a hurricane. This state's problem's cold pizza. In New York, some New York City foodies say a neighborhood pizza festival has left them with bad tastes in their mouth. Prosecutors are looking into the New York City Pizza Festival after attendees fumed. They paid $75 each to eat cold slivers of pizza.
Wow. Cold pizza in the summer.
Yeah.
Actually, that sounds nice. A nice chili pizza and that hot summer's day in New York.
Who doesn't like cold pizza?
I mean, actually like cold pizza.
Now, listen, if I'm going to a festival, it's not like the oven's right. You know what I mean? You're at a festival. You're outside.
Right.
So you got to expect that they're probably cooking the pizza and they're trying to keep in these thermal boxes.
Yeah.
And eventually after, you know, you get there at 10 in the morning for a food festival or something like that. Meanwhile, it's 3:00 in the afternoon. Do you really expect to have the hot pizza?
Right. Festivals in general are, I think, disappointing. Right? Music festival,
listen,
pizza festival.
Fuck a festival. Like, Comedy festivals can be fun.
Okay, even comedy
festivals. But festival. You always go to the Renaissance Festival, right? Which is here.
I haven't.
You never been to the Renaissance?
No, should I go?
Well, if you've never been there. But we used to go like every year. And it's like, you know, people dress up like in the medieval times, like knights and shit. And, you know, we used to go around, you drink,
and
you know.
And you make fun of everyone?
Yeah, well, that's what we would do.
Right.
You know, look at that guy's. Like, I remember one time I was so fucking drunk. Yeah, that's what you do. You go to
drink some mead.
Renaissance. Yeah, you drink some, you know, big old pints, and you watch the jousting festivals.
Right.
And the girls with the bustiers.
Oh, yeah. That
you know what I mean? It's nice.
Sounds like fun.
Hey, come give me a tip, and you put a dollar in your mouth. So, you know, and you leave them a tip.
Wait, you put a dollar in your mouth?
I put it in my mouth, and they stick your face in their big tits.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and then you leave the dollar somewhere in there.
It's like a strip club with armor and
mead. It's not. It's total. It's kids and stuff. There's kids there.
This is weird.
But this is the Renaissance Festival. So you go around, you buy old shit, you know, like peacock feather, whatever. So you're doing this now.
You buy stuff from that Brazilian tribe.
Yeah.
That got
those
killed.
Poor guys. So we were sitting. So I remember one time, like, I was laughing because we're I'm buzzed by then. And this guy's walking around. It's like cooler. Because it usually is here like February, March kind of thing, Quiet Waters Park over there in Coconut Creek.
Okay.
And there's this one guy wearing all black, like he's gothic, you know, he's like, and he had like a cape and everything. So I'm laughing. Oh, wow. I'm like, I told my buddy Mike was with us, I'm like, look, this guy's just happy it's so cold so he can wear that stupid fucking cape.
Right.
You know what I mean? And people get mad at Renaissance festivals and you make fun of them.
You don't want to break their illusion.
Yeah. Come on, it's the Renaissance.
Right.
Yeah, when people were mad and, you know, when shit floated down the street.
You got to find, like, an insult, like Chaucer or something. You know, like Shakespearean insults. Like.
There's actually a guy that makes a ton of money. He's the insult comic. He's always there.
Uh-huh.
He has a big tent, and you pay him, like, people pay him $100 to insult their friends.
Right.
And it's funny. You know, that's what I'm saying. You go there, you see all this shit, and then you want to go back next year. Okay, you go back next year. And then every year, it just turns out you and your friends getting wasted. You know, walking around a Renaissance festival. Hey, let's go back to the joust. Well, let's go watch the Hawk show. We went to the Hawk. This guy has these falcons.
Oh, wow.
Really cool shit, right?
That actually does sound like fun.
And the guy, they sends him off and comes back.
Right.
The last time we were there, the fucking falcon didn't come back.
Oh, really?
And that was a sign for me that I'm never going back to the Renaissance Festival either.
Yeah. A lot's changing in our world, Dougie. The falcon cannot hear the falconer.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. Sounds good, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It could be like a Chaucian.
Like the center doesn't hold.
Here's a story. Thieves take SUV pulling a U-Haul with a casket inside. Hey, what's that noise in the back? I mean, again, thieves. Yeah, we talked about the looters in the middle of a hurricane.
Oh, they looted a hearse?
No. Well, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where, you know, people aren't that bright, police say thieves have stolen an SUV and attached a U-Haul trailer with a casket inside. Now, if you're going to steal an SUV that's attached to it, like, how far do you think you're going to get? Like, you're going to steal an SUV, okay, it's a nice SUV.
Right.
But it's got a U-Haul
you'd
on
unhitch
it.
Unhitch it, I guess.
You can fucking take the, you know.
Right.
Authorities say the casket contained the body of the victim's father-in-law.
Hmm.
The U-Haul was located after police searched for the black 2005 Chevy Trailblazer, which had an Oklahoma license plate. Police said the deceased man was fine.
Well, you know.
A little rattled.
I think the police are taking too much credit for that, really.
Yeah. Like, what? We saved them. We saved the corpse. We saved the fucking corpse.
Right.
Give us a medal.
It's weird when the police showed up with a dead body that doesn't have bullet holes in it.
I know. We swear it wasn't us. Right. I don't know when my body cam shut off.
He tried to run. No, he was already dead.
He was resisting. He's dead. Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Doesn't scream after beer found on prep football game. Now, I read the story and I was remembering, we used to have the football game, you know, high school football games. We all get beer, you know what I mean? You're like 15, 16, you know
sure.
what I mean? And you're doing that. And I remember I was with this chick in the backseat of this, I don't know whose car it was at the time. We were drinking Michelob Lights,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And a cop walked up, like a guy, like an undercover cop.
Right.
Guy knocks on the window, goes, hey, you, how you doing, man? And I'm like, good. He's like, yeah, drinking a beer? I'm like, yeah. Then I'm picturing it as a guy. Just think it's, and then he pulls out a badge. He goes, get a step out of the car. Fuck. I'm only 15 at the time, so I did worry about getting arrested back then.
Right.
And then number two, I was hitting it. I was, you know.
Yeah, you're with a girl.
I'm fucking, you know, I'm ready to get going here.
He's cramping your style.
Cock blocker.
Oh, man.
Doesn't screen after beer found at prep football game. In Randolph, New Jersey, a school official says dozens of students were detained in order to undergo blood and urine testing after a can of beer was discovered at a New Jersey high school football game.
Oh, Christ. Come on.
Are we
really going to do this, America?
They were also they had to go through strip searches and anal cavity searches.
No.
Randolph
superintendent. I saw that video, though.
Yeah. Twice.
High school anal cavity search.
Yeah. It's right after the one with the chick, the mother's helping her daughter.
Yeah. Ted Cruz also liked that one, yeah.
Let me show you how to do a blowjob, Susie. can you imagine over one can of beer? The students were pulled from the stands and their parents were called. Oh, that's never fun. So they could be screened for alcohol.
This is so stupid.
Anybody who refused screening was suspended right there. No fucking plan. That's it. You refuse it, then you're going to jail. Or at least not going to school.
They should all have refused it, like every single student, in solidarity with one another.
Why not? Until you
what
get
do
that,
you think about this, Dougie? Well,
until you got that one person.
Kids, you don't have kids, right?
No.
Okay. If you had kids, what would you?
And the school called me because somebody was drinking.
Would you as a parent, if you're a parent at that school, would you think the school had a proper reaction?
Well, if they called me, hey, we got your kid here. We think he may have been drinking beer. Okay, I'm going to come pick it up. If they said you can't take him. Taking my kid.
Well, what if they said we want to screen your kid because we found a beer somewhere?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take my kid home. If you want to suspend him, suspend him.
Yeah,
and I'll have my attorney on the phone tomorrow.
Right?
The school board's gonna go. Oh, we'll see about the fuck that. You got to know how to play the game.
First of all, come on, kids are gonna drink. You tell kids they can't do something, they're gonna do it. You know, it's not up to the school. It's up to the parents.
Now here's the thing. Now, because I want to instill discipline, I'm not going to be, oh, I did it, so I'm not that kind of
parent.
Right. You know, you can't, as a parent, that's a problem with a lot of parents. They're like, you know, a lot of pot smoking parents, like, let the kids, you know, there has to be a level, as a parent, you still have that level of like, look, you know, you can't be smoking a bong hit in front of your kids and go, don't smoke pot. You know, you can't do that. You know, you got to try to. But, you know.
Although Ted Cruz probably whacks off in front of his kids and then tells them that they can't watch porn.
Yeah, stop watching porn. Give it to me. Give me your iPad. I'm confiscating it. It's got a better screen than mine. Yours isn't as dirty yet.
It's eminent domain when a congressman steals your
iPad. You know, I'm going to tell the kid, I'm going to go, look, man, here's the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know you're going to drink every once in a while, but now you're embarrassing us, your family. You're part of this. You don't want to be part of this. You have to be smarter. If you're going to drink, do it in the car behind the Burger King.
Right.
Right.
Do it in the car, then drive. Now, my dad told me when I was in high school, he said, if you ever come home drunk, I'll kick you out of the house. So I just did drugs.
Yeah. Dad, I'm not drunk. I'm high.
Yeah. Seriously.
This is no lie. I'm in college on spring break, and I'm with this girl, and she, you know, hot, but stupid. Yeah, you're in high school or college. So she's drinking. She's like, oh, officer, I can't, I don't drink. I was smoking weed.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, that makes it better.
I would never.
I couldn't be drinking and driving. Why is that? Because I've been smoking this weed. Oh.
But, okay, so that's number one. It's, come on, parents. Let the parents do their job. So, number two, though, do we really want to live in a society where everyone is just drug testing everyone, alcohol testing everyone at the drop of a hat?
No. I mean, it's
right? That bothers me even more.
This is almost like...
It's invasive.
This is almost like... what was that Kevin Bacon movie where they couldn't dance?
No, it's... Footloose. Footloose, yeah.
This is like Footloose. No more drinking.
Yeah, when did the government and the school and everyone become the dad from Footloose?
Yeah. By the way, our last story... I don't know if this is our last one, but I don't know if you're not a big sports guy, but I was watching Monday Night Football.
Playing some fantasy football, man.
Are you?
I got killed in my first two games.
I still haven't gotten into it.
I'm in two leagues, and I got killed in both of them this week.
Hmm.
I think it threw me off because I actually have Tampa Bay's quarterback.
Yeah,
Winslow? And so he didn't play. Yeah, Jameis Winston.
You couldn't substitute him?
I did, but I'm just saying that was my plan, and I had to screw up my plan, and
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, anyway. If you were watching Monday Night Football, first of all, the announcers were horrible. Rex Ryan, from the old coach from the New York Jets, who likes feet, was doing it with this woman who was horrible. And
likes feet?
Yeah, Rex Ryan got into this. You talk about like Ted Cruz got caught.
Uh-huh.
Rex Ryan came out and talked. He has a big foot fetish, and he kisses his wife's feet.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of weird.
It's kind of creepy, but still, it's his wife.
He likes feet. Well, he likes feet, you know what I mean? So he's like, it's not just his wife's feet.
Oh, he likes everyone's feet.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He likes feet. He's not like, oh, my
football
my wife.
Player's feet, whoever.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
This is like Marv Albert. got caught, you know?
Yeah.
Got caught bite. He was like bite women.
Yeah, it was a, like, yeah, like,
the,
yeah.
What is it with the sportscasters? It was Frank Gifford.
Yeah, he was a bit of a, he cheated on Kathy Lee Gifford.
Everyone's, all these sportscasters, it's interesting when they come out.
Well, listen, if you're an athlete, though, that's, you got to think that comes with the mentality. You're an overachieving athlete. You're a professional athlete, which means you've got, like, you never stay in boundaries. You're always, like, breaking through boundaries. Every once in a while, your psyche's got to go, you know, hey, look at that, you know, chick over there. I'm going to bang her. And I'm going to bite her toes.
Yeah.
I'm not a big, you know, feet guy. I had that a little bit once where I used to, like, when the girl would, like, you know, kind of play with my cock with her feet.
Oh,
like,
yeah?
Like instead of a hand job, be a foot job.
I never got into that.
That's the thing. It lasted, like,
oh,
you know,
it was just like, you're just trying to spice things up in the bedroom, Doug.
You know, I thought, hey.
Okay, I get
know,
it.
And maybe just one time her feet were glistening in the light, and I thought, hey, that'd be, let's try it, you know? And I was like, hey, she's got nice feet.
It's always hot when things glisten.
Yeah, glistening's nice.
That's nice.
You know, you look at a body part of a woman, it's glistening.
Right.
You're going to want to put your cock on it.
Yeah, you know, when your cock is going to be glistening.
Then it's like, then you're all glistening together.
Yeah.
It's like a 1980s disco act. Anyway, this was fun. See, it's good, right? It's good that we did a podcast. Like, I had a break. I had to get out here. I don't know if you guys had power. We had a lot of you guys on Facebook Live for a while there. But hey, we're glad we hopefully got to get you guys live. And if you're listening to the podcast, the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.podbean.com, that's where our iTunes, you can catch us. Probably pull up a best of tomorrow. And unless somebody else wants to show up tomorrow, we'll do another show.
You're going to be listening to this in a few days when your power comes back on, probably.
That's right. You'd be like, those guys had power before me.
And just, hey, everyone, welcome back. Welcome back to civilization.
Yeah, man. Well, and you know, I mean, I don't know. What do you do? Listen, what do we learn? We learned that it's good to be prepared.
Did we learn that? I didn't prepare at all.
Well, you didn't.
I learned, stick with my instinct.
Yeah, listen.
Wait it out, see what happens, and then decide.
You
got to
go with
the gut
feeling. I'll be honest with you, guys. I started getting nervous there when that fucking thing. I started saying, you know what? Maybe I want to get in the car and get the hell out. And then my wife's like, no. And then my brother-in-law was like, people starting like, in other words, the tides, like, a lot of people this time said, I got a feeling. Like, a lot of people said they had a bad feeling.
I saw people say that.
Right. And I'm like,
but I didn't have a feeling.
I started getting that feeling.
You just read too many people who said they had a feeling.
That's right. I was getting the feeling because I'm hanging around the wrong people.
Yeah.
Bunch of people that fled and ran.
I hang out with a bunch of like recovering alcoholics and drug addicts. We've already been through the storm, man.
Yeah.
So like, everything's like a one or a zero.
Yeah. How bad could it be? Anyway, that's all we have time for in the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And by the way, anybody in our Facebook Live audience, if you want to jump in tomorrow, we'll do a podcast tomorrow. We'll come by tomorrow and we'll do it and to entertain the masses. Anyway, thanks for listening. If not, stay tuned for that. Here, go to our fan page at Wake Up Late with Dougie show on Facebook, Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. By the way, next Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be in Virginia. I'm headlining Kazi's Comedy Club. I wish I could remember the name of the fucking city, but it's in Virginia. I always fuck up the city. And of course, we will have Wise Guys Comedy Show next week. Al Ernst is our headliner.
Nice.
And it's going to be a fun show. That's next Wednesday.
Everyone will be excited to come out and laugh.
But yeah, they're going to want to get out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Anyway, thanks for listening, guys, and what you got coming up?
Oh, well, I got two shows that I had to reschedule. So 33rd Street Wine Bar is going to be rescheduled. The Butch and Femme Comedy Show is going to be rescheduled. What I'm going to tell you to do is just go to my Instagram or my Twitter, which is at EthanIsNotFunny, and I'll post all the updates there, all the rescheduling for all my comedy shows. Check that out. And, of course, Mean and Sober still airing, so check out meanandsober.com if you want to listen to me and John Gregory talk about news, politics, whatever.
All kinds of stuff.
Check that out.
Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll be back here at the same spot next time we're here. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery night. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once.
once came a sound from inside. Feel the beam of light hit the ground.